Growing up, Jason Magabu Perez says hip-hop lyrics opened his eyes to the way language could be used to explore political ideas around dignity and social justice. That was his gateway to poetry. The son of Filipino immigrants is now the Poet Laureate of San Diego. The Academy of American Poets honored him this week with a $50,000 award for his work. He's using the money to demystify poetry through community workshops and new curricula for high school students. When I spoke with Jason Magabu Perez back in February, I asked him why poetry was not always a natural fit for him and what changed.
I think I felt rather alienated from poetry. When I encountered poetry as a youth, sort of felt that it wasn't an avenue or a platform for expression for me. I didn't feel empowered and feel welcome into the space of poetry. It often sort of felt like it was reserved for folks who had resources to read more poetry, to take workshops and things like that. And so, you know, I didn't have the tools to really understand that the music I was listening to, the stories that I was hearing at family parties or in my community were actually a kind of poetics or poetry itself.
You know, I would love just for you to talk about the fact that the conversations in your family and other kind of forms of conversation for you felt like poetry.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, listening to my pops like tell a joke or listening to sort of my mom's own repetitions within her Tagalog inflected English, you know, it sounded like music to me. I think that poetry is about honoring and bringing together the many languages around you. And I think that, you know, both of my parents are as you said, immigrants from the Philippines, and they spoke several languages, including English, Ilocano, and their primary mode of communication, and also Tagalog. And so they sort of navigated various languages, various sounds, various sentence structures, verb conjugations, and sort of all these things. And it wasn't as if I understood it fully, understood anything outside of English fully, but it sounded musical to me. And I have a relationship with those sounds. And I think the way that I treat English and think about English sort of is related to that.
Well, I'm sure people right now would love to hear some of your poetry. So what's the piece you'd like to share? And maybe you can just launch right in and read us a little.
Sure. I would like to read a piece. It's from a forthcoming book that I have coming out called I Ask About What Falls Away. And this one is called Dear Kasama. I draft this, dear Kasama, against fish hooks of hope. I draft against slow elimination. I draft from soft interior of riot. I draft syllables of known sadness, such knowing, such evidence, such kitchen table phenomenology of you reading this, of this reading you. On a rainy morning, I see you in a blue mask and black hoodie delivering bags of groceries at the doorstep. I draft from collected stillness, restless ghosts archived in my veins. Consider this an intimate poetics of rage. Consider this rage divine refusal. Let us talk about such refusal. Let us talk about such dysregulation of promise. Let us talk about how much I miss you.
Gosh, so much in that, so powerful. What are you communicating in this poem? What are you trying to express?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, the book from which this poem comes out of is really about grief and reckoning with grief or grappling with grief and sort of thinking about how our grief, in particular, our grief as during a moment of the pandemic, right? And so this is sort of when this is written, our grief as folks of color, our grief as poets, our grief as community folks, as members of our family, right? There's something really intimate and I would say critical and political about our grief. And so I'm trying to point to that and say, you know, there's layers of feeling, layers of visions for the future, layers of thinking about the past, right? I think it's all in here. And there's a lot of different kinds of references that I was drawing upon as I was sort of thinking about and witnessing a dear friend of mine bringing me groceries at the beginning of the pandemic, bringing me groceries and leaving it at the doorstep, right? And I think that, you know, I wanted to sort of capture all that converged in a moment like that, in a sort of historical moment that we continue to be in.
If you're just tuning in, I am speaking with San Diego's poet laureate, Jason Magabo Perez. And given your deep sense of community, how do you feel like you will go forth as San Diego's poet laureate? Like, you describe yourself as someone who's open, radically open to possibilities. So talk about that in your new role.
I'm open to experimentation. I'm open to holding space and co-creating space that's safe and caring and that's founded on mutual generosity and humility. And I have some tools. I have, you know, a lot of experience in teaching poetry to various age groups and different contexts. And so I'm just happy to share what, if it's useful, share what I can with folks to create poetry and tell their own stories and recite their own lyrics, the things that are deep inside of them.
So, Jason, you have another excerpt of your poetry for us. Let's hear it.
Yes, this one is, I ask about what falls away. I ask about what falls away. I ask about where water sings. Here is surplus of sun, ocean of excess, remaindered song. Whose hands wash this sky? Who drains this sun against worry? Whose mighty ache makes history? This is where water drains, where gardens grow against worry, against the crisis of capital. And capital knows nothing but the veil, hiding hand from profit. Here is leftover rice and the wild imaginary of hunger. Here is a canal in the crook of the earth. And here is where water sings. And this is water singing us elsewhere.
Such a beautiful image of water singing in my mind. It takes my mind to all different places. So what did you want to communicate in this poem?
Yeah, I think it's coming out of this same idea of grappling with grief and but also thinking about labor, right? But allowing my sort of imagination to stretch beyond that. I will say that this poem is after the great Filipino labor organizer, Philip Vera Cruz, who has a poem titled Prophets Enslave the World. And I think that, you know, me sort of thinking about, you know, the economy, thinking about capitalism and sort of thinking about the toll that the pandemic and sort of the capitalist response to the pandemic had taken on our communities and on the workers. I think this, you know, I had to sort of get into this space and think about, again, a layer of feelings, hope, and sort of worry and sort of all these things that I was processing.
So, Jason, let's end with some homework that you have for all of us. And I have to say, it's really fun homework. So don't groan, everybody out there. Here's your chance to do some poetry. We will post Jason's homework for us all to our website at hereandnow.org. But can you give us the incredibly quick overview of what we're going to be doing?
Yeah, so this poetry assignment is basically based on this idea of cutting up language and allowing our bodies to do some of the work in terms of composing poetry. And so I'm basically asking everybody to think about the future. What does the future feel like? How do we sense the future? And so it's a very simple exercise that asks us to use scissors and other things that we might not associate with composing poetry.
And our producer, Ashley Locke, and I both did this assignment, and we will post ours. And it really got both of us thinking about our families in the moment that we're in right now. So hopefully others out there will engage in this fun exercise. And I really want to thank you.
Thank you, Deepa. I appreciate it.
Jason Magabo Perez is an ethnic studies professor at Cal State San Marcos and San Diego's poet laureate.